the last record that Jim Morrison and the Doors ever did, L.A. Woman. Great record. If you never get a chance, go listen to that record. All right, it's 1:35, and with us right now from OregonCatalyst.com is Dan Lucas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Bill.
Are you familiar with that record?
I am.
Very good, because you were a hippie over in Berlin in those days, right?
Yeah, not much of a hippie, but in Berlin anyway.
I know. I don't think you were ever a hippie.
My employer at the time required a fairly short haircut.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Which, that's a whole other story someday we'll go into again. Hey, by the way, right there, right behind me is my piece of the Berlin Wall, thank you.
Awesome, you're welcome.
It's still here. I brought it with me from the old place to my new place. It's on the mantle.
Yeah, that's from a guy who actually escaped from East Germany.
God, it's amazing. Amazing. Dan, as usual, I don't know, Dan, what are you doing? How is the local litterbox liner here in our hometown is actually printing your editorials? What are you paying them something? What is going on here?
No, I was doing it up in, for the Hillsboro Argus,
yeah.
You know, they're part of the Oregonian. And so they had what they called it community writers up there. And there was a connection from that editor up there to the Statesman Journal. So when I moved down here, I met with Dick Hughes and said, hey, I've been writing these for up in Hillsboro. Could I publish opinion pieces from a conservative perspective here? And we worked out basically it's every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I've been doing that about a year now.
Can I just say you owe us a dollar? You just said the name of that thing.
Yeah, I know. All right.
It's a dollar. There's a jar right here, and all the money goes to the Union Gospel Mission, so you owe us a buck.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Just want to point that out. We don't say the name of that place.
If I say it backwards, can I get a credit?
No.
Okay.
So the title is, Are Oregonians Paying Enough Property Taxes? Can I just answer that and say yes? Okay, now go ahead and tell us about your article.
I think I mentioned this last week, but I've been researching this, and the main reason was because when I was looking through a February document from the Legislative Revenue Office, I ran across an astonishing figure for me, and maybe other people already knew this, but I didn't, and that was that in a 13-year period in this report between, the way they do property taxes is it's like July to June, and so for the year 1999 to 2000, the statewide property taxes were $2.8 billion. And then 13 years later, that had grown to $5.2
billion. Nope.
So 85% increase over 13 years. And that just astonished me because, you know, I listen to these, you know, people from different communities, the budget people and politicians, and it made it sound like, oh, my gosh, since Measures 5 and 50, we're just, you know, basically property taxes have been stagnant or they've been going down or whatever. And they've gone up from 2.8 to 5.2 billion in 13 years.
So, okay.
That's a staggering increase.
Okay. If in fact Measure 5 and 50 are in place, how is this happening?
Well, what it shows is that if we didn't have 5 and 50, our property taxes would be even further through the roof.
Yeah.
And I give an example there. So, well, you know, when Measure 5 went into effect in 1990, my property taxes in Beaverton were $1,780.
Okay.
And then 13 years later, actually the year we moved out, same house, it was
$3,275. Whew.
Pretty healthy jump.
Yeah.
And it shows Measure 5 and Measure 50, basically all they did is slow the growth. They didn't stop them or anything. And then, this is the other amazing thing, during that, I looked, the state had this report, and out of, I forget it, was it, it was 40-some years, what is it, what's the number in there, I got to find it.
42 years, between 71 and 2013.
Yeah, so in a 42-year period, property taxes statewide increased every year except 5.
And that
if you look at income taxes, that's not the case. It's a lot more years than that it declined. But property taxes are just going up and up and up, and that's not what we're hearing.
That is very true. You know, that's interesting, Dan. I just, as candidate Bill was sitting in front of, I won't say who, but a group of people who were part of a large union. I don't know how I got there. I should have never gone there in a million years, but they brought this very subject up with me. It was late last week, and they said, "Don't you know we're not being taken care of by property taxes? Property taxes have remained flat because of measures 50 and 50. They said what you just said.
Yeah.
And I didn't have your article, so I couldn't throw it back in their face. I just looked blankly at them.
So over the 13-year period in that state report, 85% increase in property taxes. During the same time frame, personal income taxes only increased 52%.
Really?
Yeah. So property taxes are increasing faster than personal income taxes. How is that flat?
Do they think
Mount Hood's flat?
Maybe they're thinking Mount St. Helens. Well, okay, but so I'm still confused then. How is this happening with Measures 5 and 50 in place?
Okay, so all Measure 5 did was say that cities and counties combined, you cannot charge somebody more than 1.5% of the value of their home in annual property taxes.
All right.
And, of course, then the first thing they started doing is messing with the value.
Yeah.
And so then then people introduced Measure 47, which never went into effect, and then the legislature said, no, let's do a modified 47, which is Measure 50, and that went in. And that basically constrained how much each year they can mess with the value. And then basically it limits it to a 3% increase per year.
Hmm. So let me a perfect example would be the home I'm in right now, in Marion County, we are selling it to some friends. And so we had no idea what the appraisal value would be. You know, we didn't even know what to set the price at, right?
Right.
So we had a friend who is an appraiser come and appraise the place and give us a price. The interesting thing was the appraised price is about $20,000 less than the county appraises it at. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. Because nowadays there's two different things they have to track. They have to track, I think, what they call the real market value, and that's closer to what you could sell it for, theoretically.
Yeah.
And then they track another number that is what they can tax you on. And you know, then they play all kinds of little games with, you know, my gosh, if your house goes up quite a bit and they can't jump your taxes that fast, they call that like you're getting a tax cut or some kind of tax break. And it's like, what? Just because my house value goes up, that doesn't mean I have any more cash on hand to pay you. And also, why does the value of my house affect how much it costs to service? Do the police cost more? Does the fire department cost more? Why do you need property? Why do you need more money from me just because the value of my house went up?
It's crazy. Again, Dan Lucas with Morgan Catalyst. What about this also? You point out that the Oregon Legislative Revenue Office, the LRO, in this February 2014 report said that all the increases in property tax collections are not evenly distributed in every Oregon county, city, and other taxing district.
Right. So, and the only reason I pointed that out is because there might be some counties that are genuinely, you know, hurting for different reasons. But one of the things was basically when Measure 5 went in, but one of the measures kind of froze. It's where they started your property value, okay, that way back when. And then from there, you could go 3% a year. So if, like, for some of the ONC counties that they used to get a lot of timber revenue from people harvesting trees, they might have had lower property tax rates from back then, and then those got locked in, and then they can only increase 3% every year from that. And so if you... county by county, there's very different property tax rates being charged. And some of it has to do with what they were when they originally were set back in the 90s when these measures passed. And then some of it has to do with how much different counties are saying, well, how much do we want to increase it each year? And then you can also, there's ways where, like when we were up in Beaverton, they were always asking people to vote additional property. It weren't exactly property taxes, but it showed up on your property taxes where you're basically giving a bond or something to the school. So depending on where you live, you can pay very different amounts.
Hmm. You, and again, because you and I both live here in Marion County now, you gave a couple of examples. The top two payers of property taxes in Marion County are PGE and Northwest Natural Gas.
And that was another thing that just really, and I've known this for a while, that basically businesses pay about half, and actually they pay a little over half of all the local taxes in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest part of that is property taxes. And that's something, it just drives me nuts, like when they say, oh, businesses aren't paying their fair share. My goodness, they pay half of the local taxes, and most of that is property taxes. And so I pointed that out here, is that just under half of property taxes are paid by businesses. So it's one more place where businesses are paying their fair share of taxes, and arguably in some cases more than their fair share.
Oh, yeah.
And I pointed out that the top two businesses paying property taxes to Marion County are, yeah, PGE and Northwest Natural Gas. And, of course, this is, you know, I've heard people talk about this before. If you tax a business, really, the business isn't going to pay you that.
No.
All they're going to do is charge their customer a little bit more and then pass that on to the taxing agency. So I point out that every time you and I pay our electric bill and our gas bill, we're actually paying some additional property tax.
We're paying,
and that's true.
We're paying our property tax and their property tax.
Exactly. And that's true of every business we deal with.
Yeah.
So we pay our direct property taxes, and then we pay indirect property taxes to every business we deal with in Marion County.
And Governor Kitzhaber wants tax reform.
Absolutely. Meaning sales tax.
Yeah. I try to tell people that. Just will you please understand what he's saying. When I was watching the debate the other day, I kept wishing he would just say what you want to say, Gov.
Yeah.
Sales tax.
Yes. Exactly. And the real problem, and I understand, you know, the cities and counties, some of them are genuinely hurting for money. But for most of them, the single biggest reason is they have staggering personnel costs. And the biggest piece of that is the PERS that they have to pay.
Hmm.
And what I did when I looked at this a while back, for instance, Salem-Keizer School District pays over 25% of their personnel costs for non-Social Security retirement pensions, so basically for PERS,
mm-hmm.
over 25%. And in the private sector, that's 3.7%.
Wow. Hmm. It's amazing.
And so that's the problem is, Bill, any kind of tax that they're looking at, a sales tax or a raise or property taxes, really that's going to pay for past PERS excesses. They did do reforms back in 2003 that made it where people who got on after that are basically, they're not causing a problem. But
yeah.
The people who were on before that, the PERS board gave away just these ludicrous amounts of money, and that unfunded liability is still out there, and it's still having to be paid for. And they made little, you know, minimal fixes to the PERS last session,
but grand bargain.
Not enough.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep seeing, and they don't talk about this much, but if you dig into these local budgets, and some of them are even candid enough to say, hey, what's really hurting us here is these PERS increases.
Mm-hmm.
And it increases.
Yeah. Well, the property tax numbers that you give alone are just staggering. I hope that people are paying attention and listening to this, and go read the story. I'll link it up on everywhere that I have, but is it at Oregon Catalyst now?
It will be tomorrow.
It will be tomorrow. Okay, so go to OregonCatalyst.com tomorrow and look for the article from Dan Lucas on property taxes. You'll want to read this because you'll want to read the links and see the numbers. They're pretty amazing.
The numbers were just stunning to me, Bill, because it's so different than what the impression that everybody's trying to convey to us.
Exactly. All right, Dan, thank you again for another appearance. Just so you know, I will be on vacation next week, so. Don't call. We'll talk a couple weeks from now.
That sounds good. Well, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you very much. You have a great week. Okay, bye-bye.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Dan Lucas. Go to OregonCatalyst.com. That's OregonCatalyst.com. Tomorrow morning, he'll have the article posted up. If you can't wait, it is at the local litter box liner. Okay, hang on. Moratorium on saying their names, and just in case you don't know, it's StatesmanJournal.com. Look for the article, Are Oregonians Paying Enough Property Taxes? 85% jump. Wow. That's mind-numbing. It really is.